Okay, I'm here. This is Adam Tinkoff. Yes, you know, of course, you're listening. You know who I am. Who else would be listening to this, right? Podcasting. Seriously, it is so easy now using tools like Anchor. I just hold the phone to my face. This is how we always wanted it to be, and we always had to make it so difficult, but it's pretty easy. Anyways, what am I rambling about? I am just seeing if my Anchor stream still works, really. And I'm walking my dog, so I figured now's a good time as any to talk and record something and see where we go from there. Now, if I had an agenda, I would have something to talk about, as my dog does, right? He's watering the bushes. Come on, buddy, let's go. It is it's a warm day today, right? So we've been in the 90s, I guess. High 80s, 90s, and early summer for a couple of days. It's going to cool back down. And living in southwest United States, you prepare for this kind of thing. Now, it's not humid. Yes, it's the dry heat. But there's some humidity, and we're just coming out of the rainy season. We had a pretty good amount of rain. Not spectacular, but not bad either. So we won't get too dry in the next couple of months. But the temperature is definitely going up. It is definitely going up. And the sky is just completely clear. There are a few trace clouds, and they're just the remains of whatever was sprayed out of the back of those planes. Yeah, I know. It sounds like I'm some kind of conspiracy theorist, but they're spraying something out of the back of those planes. They are persistent contrails. They shouldn't last, right? You can tell me that it's natural, but I don't think so. I don't think so, and I don't think it's notorious either. I just think there's something in there that makes those lines stay, and they've been spraying those lines. I mean, some days they're there, some days they're not, and I know there's natural reasons for that, but in different temperatures. But I saw them like yesterday, man. I saw one line clear across the sky. I mean, I got a big sky here, and from all the way from the easternmost point all the way to the west, a solid line, and it was there for hours, like 2 hours, right? Probably at 8,000 feet or 10,000 feet. Tell me, explain this to me, why it sits there. They're just ice crystals? I don't know. There must be something there. I know. I don't think it's some notorious conspiracy to take over the world or create global warming or cooling or whatever, but there's definitely something. Something, a reason why that's happening. Cause and effect, man. Cause and effect. Anyway, so, yeah, recording. Why am I speaking? I don't know. I'm, always thinking about creating more content, doing some video, all that stuff. And I got these really great cameras, and I'm going to get out on the trails this summer and do some really, really great recording. And I fully intend to do that. But, man, over the last, say, 2 or 3 weeks, I have been completely absorbed by work. We're going through some massive changes, and there are a lot of internal battles and struggles for power and all this kind of political bullshit that when you're with a company for a long time, you can't help but get caught up in. And I try to steer clear of all that stuff, but there were some cases where it just kind of fell on my lap, and I had to do the right thing, which was sometimes swimming against the current. But we turned it around. You know, when I stand up for something, I stand up for something because I believe it's right. Always, you know, try to do the right thing, especially at work. And sometimes that means swimming against the current or saying no. And we really did. We stood up and said, no, this isn't right. And I don't want to go into the details. And it was really difficult because the train was moving very quickly in the other direction. But we stopped the train on the tracks and we pivoted, and now we're in a better place. And I'm really happy about that. But man, it was stressful. And you know, the result is no personal projects outside of my one pet project. My one prick project, but and that is studying Spanish this year. Last year was printing, right? It's doing all the carving and the printing, which I love. And perhaps I'll do that again. But I kind of got to the end of the line with that. I just kept on producing these beautiful images, and they were great. But you know, I in my heart wasn't in the end, really. And the technique was there, but now this year is all about learning Spanish. That's my challenge. So at night, instead of drawing or doing something creative, I study the language, and it's a lot of fun. I just passed my level one, which is, there's three levels, you know, beginner, intermediate, and advanced. I'm well in intermediate now, learning things like past tense and imperfect tense preterite, all that kind of stuff. It's really cool. I haven't studied a language in a very long time, and it's been a lot of fun, a really good exercise for the brain. I highly recommend it. And after I'm done with Spanish this year, I won't be done. You take a language for your whole life. You have to take a language. You take it for yourself. You don't learn it. You take it. I might take another one. You know, maybe I'll go for French. I studied Italian, so I speak some of that. Perhaps Russian. That's what my wife thinks. You should learn Russian just to fuck with people. With a name like Tinkoff, that would be actually pretty cool. So anyway, I'm just calling to share some words. If you listen to this, please let me know. Do so. Just let me know. Because if I know that you're listening, I will make a message specifically for you so we can have a bit of a conversation. And I know with Anchor, there's some cool tools where you can share audio. I don't know. I'm just so out of the picture right now. You know, the whole world of creating podcasts. I'm just doing this as an exercise to see if it still works. And apparently it does. So thanks for listening. And we'll talk to you soon.